Well, okay. Now, I want you to take a few seconds and think. How much do I have that good quality I appreciate? And how much do I have the bad quality I really hate? Just think about yourself. When you associate with the people, when you associate with the family, when you associate with something or somebody else, how much you are carrying that? This kind of answers coming from our experiences, because society is where we live. The quality is what people have in the society. We are part of the society. We also have those qualities. And once when you think, and once when you respect those qualities really makes happy environment. That's why you really respect that environment. So if somebody have those qualities, you really admire them, you appreciate them, and you like friendship with those people. You like to be friends of those qualities and those people. Once when you see those qualities with somebody, in somebody who you like or not, you really don't like to be around with those people. Sometimes we get challenges. Challenges are, think about those qualities what you don't like. If you have to be around with those people, if you don't have a choice, especially in family, somebody in the family who has those qualities you hate, you have no choice to leave those people. And at work, to protect your work, you need to be around with those people. Then there you feel you are helpless. But if you don't see the qualities you admire with somebody who you love, that also not comfortable environment. Now I would like to draw your attention to some other experiences, like one day you realize a person, one day you notice a person with a quality you like, then the later you notice some other qualities that you don't like, what you do? Of course you might have experienced those before, that before. Then we turn into a position called helpless. Now, let's observe this by applying it to us. When you think about these negative qualities, nobody does these negative things by knowing. Think about the person who involved with anger. When that person does involve with anger, that person might do many things. You might have seen your family member, somebody who you love very much, who got into anger, who was experiencing anger. Maybe that person says something very mean, very much mean, very much bad, and you really don't like. Later that person might apologize to you by after that person seeing what that person did. Maybe you throw stuff away. Maybe once when you get involved with these emotions, what is happening inside of you? You are really not yourself, but naturally we will try to defend ourselves to protect you or to just live and in a good environment to just make everything okay. You might try to protect by bringing excuses. Now the question is, which direction that we are going? Are you introducing, or are you growing the qualities you like, or are you reducing the qualities what you don't like, or are you reducing the qualities you like and growing the qualities that you don't like? Look at the society. Once when you choose the society as your friends or family and the society that you are being with, if you are being in a society that have the qualities that you like, it makes your environment peaceful and happy and joyful. That's why you really appreciate those qualities. You appreciate those qualities because those qualities bringing joy and happiness into you. But you hate some other qualities because those qualities bringing unhappiness and uncomfortable to you. When you experience those negative qualities, think about the moment. You may have gone with those qualities sometimes, but most of the time we do not recognize those qualities because we justify it. Think about it, even though once you justify it, what did happen to you? You become uncontrolled. You do not know what's going on in your mind. You do not know what is happening. You're just reacting. If you see a person who's just always reacting, then you recognize that person as a bad person. If you recognize a person who's not reacting and who's more observant, more gentle and more humble and more patient, that means that person is not that much reacting. That person be aware of what is happening, and that person has introduced and cultivated a lot of appreciated qualities that help that person to maintain the joy. The one who has the joy will share the joy with us. The one who has the pain will share the pain with us. Now, which person you associate with? The important question is, what are you sharing with others? Are you sharing joy or are you sharing pain? If you have joy within yourself, then you will share the joy with them. If you have pain with yourself, then you have no choice, only you can share the pain with others, especially with our family. Now the question is, who has choice to make the environment? Who has choice to accept the environment? Think about this experience. What do you do as human beings? Sometimes we think we have to accept the nature. We have to accept the society where what we are. In winter, here it will be very cold. It will be very cold. But we know how to escape from the cold. We know how to protect ourselves. We introduce something new to heat our house, protect us from this cold weather. That's how we face to these challenges. If we know how to face to these natural challenges, overcome cold in the winter, overcome heat in the summer, we stop everything what we don't like by using these physical things, physical word, because there we know how to cultivate something opposite there. Here we generate heat in the winter. That's how we protect ourselves. But let's apply the same thing with ourselves, at our work, in our family. What do you contribute to change the environment? Because sometimes we do not recognize our capacity. Without recognizing the capacity, we don't know how can I contribute to change the environment. Just think, somebody there doing something what you don't like. If you accept it, as this person said, then you let that person to win. If somebody reply you with anger, if somebody try to put you down with their ego, if somebody try to do something harmful, if we accept it at first place, then you let that person to win, you let that person to recognize you as that it's the right action. But if you do not let that effect to yourself, simply, if somebody answer you with anger, you will reply that person with anger. Because those human qualities are contagious. Like if you keep the door open in the winter, what's going to be happen? Cold wind will come into house, your house will be cold in few hours. If you lose the attention, what will be happened? That you cannot protect yourself anymore. By losing attention there, you will become the outside. You have to apply the same technique with our life. When somebody projecting something negative or something you don't like or something you hate, first of all, you should recognize it. Then do not project the same thing back. That's how you maintain the attention. By maintaining the attention, you will protect yourself first. Then you will help that person to recognize something from yourself. If you meet a person who's not calm, who's with anger, until you remain in the anger, that person cannot harm you anymore. Until you remain without anger, that person cannot harm you. Also, that person cannot win. That person's anger will go down. If somebody answers in the family out of anger, maybe you need to not involve with that anger. If you let it settle some time, that person will settle and then will talk to you without anger. So there you have power to not to involve with that first. Since not trusting ourselves, we let those people, those things to win. If you trust yourself, that will help to change the environment. Now who has the power? We have power to protect ourselves and protect who are in front of you. No matter at work, no matter in the family. Then you will not turn into the point called helpless. But whenever you lose this attention, same thing will happen to us like in the winter. So there you need to keep the attention. Understand the environment, then do the right thing what you have to do. So that will help to change the environment. That will help to change the others as well as you. Any questions? Last March, I think all of you might remember that I went to Sri Lanka to see my father. And that time he was sick. I was visited a few doctors, and that time I was staying with at my sister's house with the father. Then there I realized some behavioral troubles with my sister's kids. The oldest one, when he wants something, he asks if my sister refuses, then he'll start to scream. Then he knows that, especially when somebody around, if he screams, sister will give it to stop his screaming. And now he was doing that. Then I noticed that few times, because he loved to play with cell phones. Then if he lose the attention and he take the cell phone and go and put in the into sink. So then that's how he get the attention. Then he was playing with my, he was using my phone, and then my sister grabbed it and placed it into the place that kid cannot approach. Then he screamed. I noticed that she was struggling and finally gave, and then she kept noticing it because she didn't want him to go and put that into sink. So, following there, I told her, let me handle the situation next time. Now, I got a challenge. So, that was kind of challengeful, and I said, okay, let me handle the situation. Then, when he was screaming, sister said, ask him, don't ask me. Then first, he came to me quietly and asked me, can I have the phone? I said, no. Yes, again, second time, third time, he screamed. I said, dear son, I cannot understand your language. If you want something, you have to stop screaming and you have to stop the crying. Then tell me, because I don't understand your screaming part. He screamed a few times, then he stopped, came to me and asked me again. I said, oh, now I understand. I said, okay, I will give it to you, but you have to be around me. Otherwise, I'll take it back. He said, okay. With that promise, I gave it to him, and he didn't leave me, actually. Then I did it, actually, in a few ways, I did the same thing. And every time I said, sorry, I can understand you. So, if you want me to understand what you say, you need to be calm and talk to me. This is the way how I understand. So, we are training everybody, not just kids, everybody. Then later we complain to them. No, we have a responsibility too. Because we are the one who have trained them. Not maybe we, society has trained some other people. Society is responsible for part of it too. Because we cannot complain somebody 100%. We cannot complain because there's a few percent of that habit was trained by somebody else or triggered by somebody else. Then our job is maybe not the providing what that person want. Maybe find the other way around and help the person. To do that, again, you need to keep the attention. If you lose the attention, what will be happened? Since those qualities are contagious. Those are contagious. Anger, contagious. All these emotions are contagious. So since those are contagious, you will affect by that. Then if you answer somebody to anger, by anger, lust by lust, what will be happened? You are providing same what that person want. Then later we will complain to those people. So now the question is, we should come back to us. How much I am protecting me from these qualities what I want, and how much I am not having the qualities I hate. Start from there. Let this grow. That day first of all, we will protect ourselves. It will help us to protect others. So yeah, welcome to share any ideas. You don't have to agree with that. And any comments, so
sometimes too, you can know that you are an individual,
mm-hmm.
and you have, you know, your individual ways of being. You know, like you want to be peaceful and calm. Even surrounded by something like that, you can do it. That, if you have surrounded by, like the screaming child,
mm-hmm.
you can still bring yourself to your individual place, and then you're able to move forward when you're not even involved with some of that.
Yes. That's correct, because then first thing you need to trust yourself, well, I can do this. Then there you build the confidence. Now think about the furnace. With the less cold, furnace works low. When the temperature is too cold outside, then you hear furnace work very fast. It's a little noisy. Still furnace is not giving it up. Keep house in the same temperature. That is what the important thing is. We cannot say now, I'm tired or I'm done or something like that. First, if you have this much compassion, if you won't really take care of your family or your friends or your environment, protect you, you should not do something what you don't like, really. If you do something what you cannot do and what you don't like, then you become tired or then you then again keep yourself away from everybody for rest. But here, if you do something what you can out of confidence, then you will not turn to tired. You understand the situation all the time, you will not become tired. So that, for do that, it is very important to maintain attention. Notice, keep the attention. When something affects to you, first that you have to work on that at first, rather than doing something outside. Not to involve with that first. That is very important. Because if you maintain that quality, then you can keep a step forward and help others. Otherwise, without helping you, you just cannot cover yourself and just giving a nice smile, a nice smile, but still you are inside burning. That's not going to work. First of all, we should protect ourselves. Then you can help. No matter how hard they scream, until you have the confidence, you can't control the situation. So there, it's very important to keep those two qualities, attention and confidence.